He just spoke this morning in New Hampshire, the Politics and Eggs. I remember when we got that going when my WMUR TV days over with my buddy. My buddy's at Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State. The people may not remember, but they should. He was also director of the Central Intelligence Agency and then some. And he joins us live, GMI Studios in New Hampshire, live on our network of news talk stations. Good morning, New Hampshire. Mr. Secretary, thanks for being with us.
It's wonderful to be with you today.
Tell me a little bit about the theme. I mean, someone like you doesn't come to one of these talks in New Hampshire, where at least the Republican Party is going to recognize our first in the nation presidential primary and give remarks without a message. What was the main message to the folks this morning?
The main message is that this is, in spite of all the angst and turmoil that I think and the anxiousness that the American people are feeling, that this remains a country that is worth fighting for. And that, unfortunately, we have a president of the United States who is proven not to live up to his promises. He promised he would unite the country and then went to Independence Hall and basically called half of the country an enemy of the state. So I wanted to remind the people of New Hampshire and those folks in the room and anybody who will listen to those remarks that that's not proper, it's not decent, it's not true, that we can argue about ideas, that we can end up in a different place on particular policies. We should fight about those viciously. We should work really hard on those problems, but we should be decent and understand that these are ideas and that our adversaries around the world are our enemies, not our fellow American citizens.
You know, you've been around a lot of these people, including Joe Biden. What was the calculus? Do you think there's any regret for Joe Biden or the White House on that speech? It wasn't just at Independence Hall. He did it for over a week, calling brave right-wing Americans or MAGA voters, or Trump voters, almost 400,000 of them in 2020 here in New Hampshire, basically the problem. You know, you're the violent ones, you're the fascists, you're the enemy, pretty much. What was it just all about politics and getting reelected in the midterms? What was the thinking there?
Sadly, I think it was. I think it was intentional and desperate. I think they were panicked about the fact they were going to lose a big majority in the elections because the economy is such a wreck, because crime's in the streets, because people, you know, you can't find stuff on store shelves. And so this was a shiny object that they threw out to try and motivate their, it's been tried and true in their party. Remember, President Obama said we cling to our Bibles and our guns. Former Secretary Clinton called us deplorables. Now we're semi-fascists or what have you. I think this is a political trick. And I wanted to call it out, not because it was a political trick, but because it corrupts the nation. It undermines the republic and presidents, leaders, people who put themselves forward for city council races, or school board races, or for President of the United States ought not to engage in that kind of political hackery.
Well, it's getting pretty vicious. We're into the midterm. We went beyond the primary here. We were late, and now we're into the general. Before I move on to what the Democrats are trying to frame issues with their Republican opponents here, Mike Pompeo, I want to ask you this. Again, I'm fascinated about your background. Secretary of State, CIA director. Joe Biden, the president, just gave us an interview the other night on 60 Minutes. One of the questions and answers that struck me is, once again, and I don't fault him with his answer, but once again, the president, when asked if China invades Taiwan, what will we do? He said we would get involved militarily. We would use troops. An hour later, after this was taped and the episode aired, the White House once again kind of walked back what the president said. He's the commander in chief. He's the president of the United States. And the White House said, no, it's strategic ambiguity. The president didn't mean what he said. Who's running the White House? And what? I've never seen this before. This is pretty serious, isn't it?
It's very serious. It is very dangerous. It is very confusing. If you ask me today, what is U.S. policy with respect to Taiwan, I couldn't tell you. I don't think anybody could. That's really dangerous because that means the Chinese Communist Party thinks there's opportunity. It means that our friends in the region, the South Koreans, the Japanese, the Australians, they don't know. Because you're right, the president goes ahead and says one thing, and within minutes, and he must be authorizing this, he must be telling the staff to go ahead and go out and fix what I messed up. It's deeply confusing and dangerous. The policy that we had in place with respect to China was the first time in 40 years the United States pushed back against the Chinese Communist Party. The freedom-loving people of Taiwan and helping them defend themselves is part of it. It is a bigger challenge. And I think the administration is very confused. I couldn't tell you how they're developing the policy, and I know they haven't had a consistent message about it.
Mike Pompeo, you're pretty familiar with New Hampshire now. You've made several trips. We just came out of the primary elections. The three Democrats running for re-election, let's start with the U.S. Senate race. Maggie Hassan, Democrat, was unchallenged. She's raised millions of dollars, mostly out of state. And Chris Pappas, the first district Congress member of Congress, and Ann Custer, second, unchallenged. There was a feeling a month or two ago nationally that Republicans definitely were going to win back the House in the midterms and maybe the Senate. What do you think about these races here? Did Don Boldick, Caroline Leavitt, Bob Burns have a chance here? And do you think Republicans are still in a good position to win back the House nationally and or the Senate or not?
So these races here in New Hampshire are all winnable. I hope the people of New Hampshire won't be fooled by campaign ads and slick statements from Senator Hassan and the others. I promise you, America will be far better off with a Senator Boldick casting the 51st vote in the United States Senate than with Vice President Harris casting it. And so I hope the people of New Hampshire will get out and elect these sensible conservative people to hold a federal elected office. I'm convinced that each of them has an opportunity to win, and I remain convinced that the American people are going to see what's really happening to them, what policies have delivered. This isn't, again, this isn't about people. It's not about celebrities. It's about owning the libs or shiny objects. This is about policies that matter to the American people, and there is no doubt that the people of New Hampshire would be better off with those three Republicans than those three progressive liberals.
Mike Pompeo, as we let you go on Good Morning New Hampshire, I just want to ask you, too, independent voters show up in elections like November, the general. They don't necessarily take part in the primaries, as you know. They're the biggest voting block here. Are they going to be voting? The Democrats seem to, this weekend and into the week, all about abortion rights. Republicans want to ban abortion, all about abortion rights. Are independent voters going to care about electricity rates, inflation, rising interest rates, and the price of oil to heat their homes when it's cold? Or is it going to be, with independent voters I'm talking about, not Democrats, not Republicans, independent voters, is it going to be economy, inflation, electricity rates, oil, food prices, or is it going to be abortion rights that are going to, what's the more important issue in your mind in November for voters?
It's not going to be a close call. I've been out traveling the last week, so I've been out for 18 months. People and families, independent voters, people in the center, they all get that their life is worse off as a result of Joe Biden, Senator Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi. And I'm convinced as the days close here on November, when people start voting in just a handful of weeks, that they're gonna vote the things that matter to their family. And that means conservative principles across the board.
Are you still seriously considering a run for president in 2024?
We're doing the things one would do to get ready. And then my wife and I will pray and make our decision before too terribly long. We're going to stay in the fight for sure. I don't know if it'll be running for higher office.
Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, CIA Director, and
great
who knows?
To be with you.
Thank you for joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Thank you, sir. So long.